brings us to old business. Our first item of old business is subdivision 2020-20, Johnsonville, formerly subdivision 2006-39.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we partially approve the request to amend the approved final site plan of subdivision 2020-20, Johnsonville, based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the subdivision received preliminary approval as subdivision 2006-39 on January 28, 2010. The final site plan was approved on March 10, 2011. Two, the final site plan included a tree conservation easement to the rear of lots 2 through 16. The current developer of the subdivision is asking that the final site plan be amended to delete or reduce that forest conservation easement. Number three, on July 9, 2020, the Commission considered this request as an other business item and was determined that a public hearing should be scheduled so that anyone with an interest in this request could be heard, including neighboring property owners who might be impacted by the request. Four, after considering the information presented during the public hearing, I move that the tree conservation easement shown on the revised final subdivision plan approved on May 25th, 2016 may be reduced in depth by a maximum of 50 feet from that currently shown for lots 2 through 4 and lots 8 through 16. However, the tree conservation easement shall remain unchanged for lots 5, 6, and 7 so that hunting rights for adjoining property owners are not impacted. 5. A revised final site plan, including these amendments, shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2020-20, Johnsonville, formerly subdivision 2006-39, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is change of zone number 1942, Bay Developers LLC, formerly known as Twin Cedars LLC.
Mr. Chair, I'm not prepared to make a decision motion tonight. I'd like to just bring this back up for discussion. I feel like there's just a lot of stuff on the front of this property kind of all jammed in there, and I said that during the hearing. Mr. Whitehouse and his staff has done some research. The previous apartments that were there had 48 total units. And what they're asking for now are 168 apartments, as you all know, 44 townhomes and 42 singles. And there's really not a whole lot of open space that they're showing on this whole plan, except for the rear of the property, which my experience with this project or the area around this project, it's most likely pretty wet back there, and that's why they left it open. I'm familiar with the area. So I didn't know if anybody else had any concerns about this or any comments about it.
So their argument was that there used to be apartments there, so we should allow apartments now, but it was only 48 before.
According to the records, yes.
Well, the zoning permits it, though. I mean, the C1 zone, you can have 12 units to the acre in C1, so it would be hard to...
It was. They're asking for it to be converted to GR to make the whole thing a GRRPC, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But there was C1 in the front, right?
C1
right.
In the front.
That was 12 acres.
So, I mean, that's just that would be the mitigating circumstances. But, and I guess they've kind of done what we're looking for as far as open space. We've been saying we want it to be all in one place, and this might be. Obviously convenient on this particular site because you couldn't develop it anyway. So,
and I guess I would argue, what could the open space be used for? It's just trees there that really nobody's going to have access to. So I just feel like the design of it could have been more creative, in my opinion.
How about the density? Was that, I mean, it's within, that was my, that was yeah. One of my issues. That's one of those roads that's like,
yeah,
you know, even if they fix the front of it, it's a mess, which...
The overall density, so it's GR, but the overall density was just over 4 units an acre. And it's currently, the whole thing's currently zoned GR, but it's not so much the density of the whole piece, it's the density, like you were saying, you know, just where it is on the property. And I'm not saying that's right or wrong, but it's, you know, spread across the whole piece, the density is actually not that high for GR.
And that's really what I was taking exception to, was really the design of it. If we're asking for good design.
Superior design.
Yeah.
Well, what are some things that you would rather see there? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well,
it doesn't bother me.
And then, you know, we made the comment during the hearing about some of the information that was in their packet showing the nice swale in the front to try to screen some of it. But then that wasn't even a given with the comment that we got back. It was, well, if we have room to do it. And they're showing stormwater ponds up front. So I don't know. I just wanted to...
Kind of felt like we were getting the bait and switch. Like, here's a pretty picture of a pretty swale or pretty berm.
Felt that way completely.
Oh, no, we're not really going to do that. This is, you know...
And I'm not seeing a lot that this community is going to offer people that are going to live there other than the small... Or I shouldn't say small, but the clubhouse that's there. But other than that, you know, put trails in the back of the property or, you know, mulch trails for them to use. Something. We're putting a lot of people there with nothing to do.
Right.
Is my opinion. So, but if nobody else has any concerns, then I'll prepare them.
I wouldn't say that I don't have concerns. I just don't see a way within the ordinance to be able to really do much about it. That's the issue. I think it conforms to the ordinance. And
well, but if it wasn't, I mean, they're requesting a change in zone.
Understand.
And an RPC, so you'd have the ability to put conditions on it with an RPC.
Yeah, you could
and
add that.
I mean, if it were just condition. If it just stayed
you do that.
Commercial, it would, you know.
Tell me to find a way.
Okay. Yeah. All right, well, Mr. Chair, with regards to, properly read this, change of zone number 1942, Bay Developers LLC, Twin Cedars LLC, I make a motion to defer.
I'll second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1942, Bay Developers LLC, also known as Twin Cedars LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay, our next item is change of zone number 1922, Baywood LLC.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Robertson is going to read a motion into the record on my behalf.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. So this is Mr. Meir's motion, and he moves that the commission recommend approval for change in zone number 1922 for Baywood LLC from B1, C1, and CR1 to an HRRPC based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The first being, one, this application seeks a change in zone from B1, C1, and CR1 to an HRRPC. The purpose of the HR zone is to provide a variety of housing types in an area where central water and sewer is available and which are well located with respect to major thoroughfares, shopping facilities, and centers of employment. This purpose is satisfied for this site because it is located near Route 24 in an area that has developed with a variety of shopping facilities and employment opportunities, and central water and sewer are available. Two, this application seeks the approval of 514 residential units with the RPC designation. This will include 354 units on the north side of Long Neck Road. 354 units were previously approved for this north side under the prior B1 and C1 zoning, but with an additional 48,000 square feet of commercial space. This application does not include any commercial space, and it will have less of an impact than what was previously approved for the northern side of the site. The property's existing C1 zoning permits residential development with a density of up to 12 units per acre. It is also adjacent to other C1 property that permits a wide variety of commercial uses and possible residential development of 12 units an acre. This HRRPC is consistent with the existing C1 zoning and the land uses in the area. Four, the property is in the area of Route 24 and Long Neck Road commercial areas, and public transportation is available. This is an appropriate location for an HRRPC. Five, the site is partially in the coastal area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. The plan states that a range of housing types are appropriate in this area, including multifamily uses. The property on the north side of Long Neck Road is in the commercial area according to the plan based upon the current CR1 zoning. That portion of the site will need to be revised to the coastal area to match what surrounds it. Six, the comprehensive plan provides that higher densities can be supported in the coastal area where A, there is central water and sewer, both of which are available here, B, There are sufficient commercial areas and employment centers nearby which exist here. C, there is an adequate level of service. Delta has also stated that the current level of service will be mitigated through existing state roadway projects that the developer will be required to contribute to, as well as specific roadway improvements that the developer will be required to fund or construct. And D, under the comprehensive plan, there are other factors which are relevant to the requested density. Here it is relevant that the applicant is seeking an HRRPC to develop affordable rental opportunities and options, which is also a goal of the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. Seven, because of the high price of homes and rentals in much of eastern Sussex County, housing can be unaffordable for a lot of the workforce in this area of the county. As a result, many of those county residents cannot afford to live near where they work, resulting in long commuting time and increased traffic on county roadways. The project will provide more affordable rental housing options to Sussex County residents who are a large part of the workforce in eastern Sussex County. Eight, the application promotes the goals, objectives, and strategies of the housing element of the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan as follows. It ensures the provision of safe and decent housing for all Sussex County residents, which is goal 8.1 of the housing element. It ensures that a diversity of housing opportunities are available to meet the needs of residents of different ages and income levels, which is goal 8.2 of the housing element. It affirmatively furthers affordable and fair housing opportunities in the county to better accommodate the needs of all residents. That's objective 8.2.1 of the housing element. It promotes an increase in more affordable rental opportunities through a private developer, and that's objective 8.2.2 of the housing element. And it facilitates and promotes a land use policy that enables an increase in the supply of more affordable housing in areas with adequate infrastructure, and that's objective 8.2.3 of the housing element. Nine, the proposed HRRPC meets the purpose of the zoning ordinance because it promotes the orderly growth of the county in an appropriate location. 10, the proposed development creates large-scale rental residential housing within a superior living environment for county residents, and it achieves the goals of the comprehensive plan consistent with the purpose of the RPC district. Number 11, the recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, being the maximum number of residential units shall be 514. B, all entrances, intersection, roadway, and multimodal improvements shall be completed by the developer in accordance with all DelDOT requirements. C, the project shall be served by central sewer through the Inland Bays Preservation Company and Sussex County. The developer shall comply with all Sussex County Engineering Department requirements, including any off-site upgrades necessary to provide service to the project. D, the project shall be served by central water to provide drinking water and fire protection. E, interior street design shall meet or exceed the Sussex County street design requirements. F, construction, material deliveries, and site work shall only occur on the property between 7:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturdays. No Sunday hours shall be permitted. A 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign confirming these hours shall be prominently displayed at all entrances to the site during construction. G, street naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. H, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. It shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. I, the final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex County Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. J, the applicant shall coordinate with the Indian River School District to establish a school bus stop area, which shall be shown on the final site plan if required by the district. K, the central recreational complex, including the community clubhouse, indoor and outdoor swimming pools, shall be completed prior to the issuance of the certificate of occupancy for the 161st multifamily unit. L, all lighting on the site shall be shielded and downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. M, lighted signs shall be permitted at each of the four entrances to the development. Those signs shall not exceed 32 square feet per side, in size per side. And as proffered by the applicant, this HRRPC rezoning was sought for the specific purpose of development of a 514-unit multifamily development depicted on the site plan submitted with this application. In the event the RPC is not developed and is declared null and void pursuant to Section 99-9B or 99-40A of the Sussex County Code, then Sussex County may initiate the rezoning process and schedule public hearings to consider whether to revert this land, currently identified as tax map and parcel numbers 23423.00-270.00, 273.01, 273.02, 270.03, and 270.05 back to the zoning classification of the land in existence immediately prior to this HRRPC rezoning. O, the developer shall coordinate with DLDOT for safe and clearly marked pedestrian crossings at the intersection of Long Neck Road and School Lane for the two sections of this development. The developer shall clearly indicate the means of safe crossing on the final site plan, and no apartments shall be constructed on the south side of Long Neck Road until those safety measures are installed. P, this recommendation is contingent upon the amendment to the future land use map in the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, revising the designation of a portion of the property from commercial area to the coastal area, which otherwise surrounds it. And finally, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Thank you, Mr. Robertson. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
I second it.
Okay. Could I ask, could I make one?
Sure.
Request that there be no Saturday work at the site? We said no Sunday work, but no Saturday work as well. That's a very busy area, and Saturdays, people are, in, especially in the summertime, people are coming and going, and it's just a lot to have more work going on and loud noise and dust when shifts give people a weekend.
But we give those same hours to every other developer.
We have also said no Saturday and Sunday in other places where there are already houses around.
Okay, well, I'm okay with it if everyone else is.
I'm fine with it. It's just, it's got to be enforced if that's what we're saying. And I see that happen.
But if you put the notice up there, then at least people can look at it and say, this is what we're talking about.
I agree with the signs. I like the signs.
Just a little background, and that's condition F we're talking about. The signs are something that a few developers had started doing on their own, and county staff, I think, and county administration, and I think county council, some of the council members have recognized that and thought that's a really good thing, because that way it's not just on a piece of paper and files here, it's physically on the site. So those hours would have to be on that sign, and that would be part of the staff's inspection of the site to make sure it's there.
I think it would encourage the other homeowners, if they had an issue with it, that they would make the phone call to enforcement.
Well, then I amend my motion for number 11, section F, to no Saturday work hours.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1922, Baywood LLC, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.